Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. Over 75 years ago, Irving Berlin wrote what has become the most recorded song of all time, White Christmas. It's easy to understand how Berlin, born in a town near Siberia, could feel nostalgic about a winter snowfall. Even those of us who grew up in temperate climates typically long for a white Christmas. I know I do. In my case, however, I'm never disappointed. That's because regardless of the weather, I know my Christmas will be a white one. A white chocolate one, that is. Now, I take a back seat to nobody when it comes to my appreciation of dark chocolate, but around the holidays, I'm not alone in thinking that white chocolate seems especially festive. It hasn't always been this way. As Janice Wald Henderson, an expert on the subject, observes, not long ago, white chocolate was the Rodney Dangerfield of chocolate. It got no respect. Some people even questioned whether it was really chocolate at all. That's because white chocolate does not contain what many consider the essence of chocolate, cocoa solids, the stuff that gives dark chocolate its color and characteristic flavor. It does contain plenty of cocoa butter, but that's not enough for some purists who claim white chocolate is simply an imposter. This all seems a bit picky to me and beside the point. Whether it's a pale imitation of the real thing or not, white chocolate is wonderfully rich and creamy and a worthy ingredient for your fanciest desserts. I can't think of a dessert it can't star in, and it goes great with champagne. No wonder Europeans have had no qualms about calling it real chocolate ever since it was invented in Switzerland in the 1930s. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.